Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, Shireen. My name is Ahmad, and the person I'm transferring is Michelle S. Layla.
Okay, go
no,
ahead and
Bela.
Transfer.
Bela.
Hello, Shireen. My
Hi.
Middle name is Shireen.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've never met another person with that name.
Before I get started, I do want to say this is a recorded line. How do you spell your middle name?
S-H-E-R-E-N-E.
Okay, we're almost close. Mine is S-H-E-R-E-E-N.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. So, yes, my name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents
no.
with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not signed anything.
All right. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Me.
How are you doing now?
I'm free of it.
Okay.
Since 21.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible, hopefully in like under 20 minutes. I don't want to take too much of your time. Do you by chance happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Yeah, it's Burkitt lymphoma.
Burkitt lymphoma, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what date were you diagnosed?
May 10th, 2019.
May 10th, 2019. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
At home. Not at work. It was for private use in my yard and stuff.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Oh, my goodness. I'm 56 now. That was like 12 years ago. So
okay.
I was like in my 40s.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to estimate a number?
Well, I stopped in 2019. I had started in like 2007, so it was roughly around 12 years.
12 years. Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah, it was twice a month.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is the home address of where you sprayed Roundup?
It was at 6 Woodland Place.
And what city is that?
White Plains, New York.
White Plains, New York. I'm also from the East Coast. Okay. Is this your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay.
No, this is my current address is in Mount Vernon, New York.
Okay. All right, no worries. We'll get to your address after. I just wanted to ask. I have the address right in front of me. So in regards to your past and present medical history, these are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
Oh, no.
Okay. And have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And have you had a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me, please?
Yes, it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
And then your middle name is?
Middle name is S. Mm-hmm. Shireen. I'm sorry, I just took it as soon as.
No worries. Middle name is S-H-E-R-E-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then can you spell your last name?
Is B as in boy, A-Y-L-O-C-K.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
It's female.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
No, Miss Michelle Bailon.
Yeah. Okay. No, suffix meaning junior or senior?
Oh, no.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your social?
Yes, it's 0665806694.
Okay, and your date of birth?
It's 03-08-1968.
Okay, And then can I get your height and weight?
I'm 5'3", and I am like 195.
Okay. And can I get your email?
It's CHINGCHONG 920.MB, like Michael Barry, at gmail.com.
Okay, so I have ChingChing920.MB at gmail.com. I'm sorry, ChingChong920@MB.com. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. ChingChong920.MB at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Got a little bit confusing, like a little tongue twister. And then for your phone number, I have 914-529-2291.
Mm-hmm.
And is that your cell or your home or both?
Both.
Okay. And if you had to pick a date, when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
After they did all the testing and everything.
Mm-hmm. So approximately what month and day? What month and year, I should say.
That would have been May of 2019.
May of 2019?
Yeah.
So roughly around like the date that you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so around May 10th, 2019. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your Burkitt lymphoma?
When the medical people said that they had found that there were people that were coming to them with that.
Okay. And then how many times would you say that you use Roundup a year, if you had to put a number on it?
24 times, because if it was twice a month and it's 12 months in a year.
Okay, 24. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, because I started using it in January of 2007. I didn't stop until May of 2019. That's a long time.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Only on my hands. Like, I used to just have on gardening gloves and stuff like that, because the spray bottle was kind of like, you know, after a while you don't want all the wet stuff on your hands, and then the constant spraying, you could get it jammed. You don't want to rip your skin. So
right.
That's the only thing I had. I would have never known to, like, put a mask on.
Okay, no worries.
You know, I would have put one if I thought of that, but I never knew that it would harm me.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the state you use the product in is New York?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
It was residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes. That's why I was saying directly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it?
So if it was 24 a year and it was 12 years, what is that?
I can do the math on that. So 24 times a year times 12, it's going to be 288. Would you say 288 times?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it by spraying it at home the first time?
Mm-hmm. Because it's funny, I learned about it from my grandparents. So
okay.
That's why I even knew what to use.
Okay. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
Just like in my planting area, like around my grass area to cut weeds and things like that. So it was just like around my house and in my yard. So it wasn't like a big area where I didn't have like an acre of land. It was just like my backyard, some parts of my front yard. So probably like, I don't know, 0.31 of an acre or something like that.
0.31 of an acre?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a mix. The mix with water.
So the premix one, or was it already ready to use? Oh, the premix?
It was like It was like the one you mix with water. Like it's it comes. It wasn't.
It comes ready.
Yeah.
Okay. So the pre-mix, and then do you remember what store you purchased your Roundup from?
Home Depot in New Rochelle.
Okay. And do you have?
That one wasn't far from my house.
And then, do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
Not that I can put my hands on right now. No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do find anything, do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. I'm going to try to get through them as quick as possible. Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Back then, it was just 8 days.
Do you remember what date? What dates was it in May of? I'm sorry, you said May of 2019.
I was. I got treatment on the 14th. I was diagnosed on the 10th. I got treatment on the 14th, and it was like 8 days from that time. I was hospitalized for 8 days. So.
Okay. And then you said you started your treatment on the 14th of May?
Yes. And then I did 6 cycles for 6 months.
Okay.
I still go back to the doctors for checkups, but nothing other than that.
Okay.
I've been free of it since 2021.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Have you been in the military?
No.
Have you been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Oh, my God. Maybe back in the day.
Do you remember for sure if you did?
I had gotten into a car accident like back in the – it wasn't even 2000. It was like in the 90s.
And did you file a workers' compensation claim or a disability claim?
I think it was workers' comp because I was out of work for like almost a month. So I want to say it was workers' comp.
Okay.
That
and have you ever,
in
the 90s you
that
said?
That was so long that, yeah, I can't even remember. Okay. Like my kids were little kids and they're now
okay.
in their mid-30s. So they were,
okay.
they weren't even 10 years old yet.
Okay. I just put a note of that. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, we're almost done. Do you have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
What is the name?
Dr. Jean is J-E-A-N, Emond, E-M-O-N-D.
And what facility?
New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital in Cortland Manor, New York.
Okay, so I have John spelled G-E-A-N, Emond spelled E-M-O-N-D.
That's correct.
Okay, and is this the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
And do you have his phone number or no?
No.
Okay.
The
phone number.
Sure
okay. The phone number I have on Google is 212-305-0914 for him. Does that sound correct?
I'm not sure because this was in Cortland Manor, New York, which is should have been a 914 number, but he could be the same one. So I'm not gonna say no or yes because I don't know.
Okay.
For sure.
Give me the name of the hospital. Again.
It is New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital.
Okay, let's see. And this is where you were diagnosed and treated, correct? And the address I have for that facility is 1980 Crompound Road in Cortland, New York, zip code 10567.
That's correct.
Okay, let's see if I can find a phone number for him. I think maybe because he works in maybe multiple facilities, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not sure, because I typically, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, so the only phone number that I'm finding for him is that 212 number. Did you want to use that? 212-305-0914 for the physician number?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm with you on the phone. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Was it stem cell, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other treatment?
I received injectable chemotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah, immunotherapy, which they gave me antibiotics to boost up my immune system. And I also received oxycodone.
Okay.
For pain relief.
Alrighty. Just put a note of that. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, in the beginning, you know, you're terrified. You don't know what's going to happen. And then you just, it stops you. It kind of like makes you get nervous, anxious, depressed. There's so many different variances of your emotions. It's like hard to lock in on one thing, but it's not a good feeling. But I'm thankful that I'm good right now and I'm okay now.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I'm so sorry that you went through that.
Yeah, so like, but now, you know, you gotta take a day at a time and pray for the best, and you do the best you can, because
right.
You can't change what's happened.
That's true. Okay, so two last questions for you. Can I get your current full address, please?
It's 12 Putnam Street, Mount Vernon, New York, 10550.
Okay. So I have 12 Putnam Street in Mount Vernon, New York, zip code 10550.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in Westchester County?
That is correct.
Okay. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes, so I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
My daughter.
Daughter. And can you spell her first and last name for me, please?
Yep, it's Lynn. It's Brielle, B-R-I-E-L-L-E. Mm-hmm. I was just about to give you her Asian name. Orridge, O-R-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay, and her phone number?
914-223-6889.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and read all the information with you on the phone. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So you were diagnosed with Burkitt lymphoma approximately around May 10th, 2019. You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 12 years. You sprayed at home at the address of 6 Woodland Place in White Plains, New York, zip code 10606. I have your first name as Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, middle name Shireen, spelled S-H-E-R-E-N-E, last name Baylock, spelled B-A-Y-L-O-C-K. I have your date of birth as March 8th, 1968, and I have your social as 066-580694. I have your height as 5'3", weight as 195 pounds. I have your email as chingchong920.mb@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 914-529-2291. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup as January 1st, 2007, and I have the date that you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around May 1st, 2019. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 24 times a year, which adds up to about 288 times in your life. You sprayed in planting areas around your house, in your backyard, and some parts of your front yard, which you would say is about 0.31 of an acre. You sprayed Roundup directly at home, and you personally sprayed Roundup yourself. You purchased a premix at Home Depot in New Rochelle. In terms of losing time from work due to employment, you've lost eight days from May 14th, 2019. And you did six cycles for 6 months continuing after that. In regards to filing a claim, you filed a workers' compensation claim for a car accident back in the 90s. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Gene C. Emond. You received your treatment and diagnosis at New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital. And the address I have for that hospital is 1980 Compound Road in Cortland, New York, zip code 10567. I have the phone number of the doctor as 212-305-0914. I have the date that you started treatment as May 14, 2019. You received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, antibiotics, and oxycodone for pain. I have your address as 12 Putnam Street in Mount Vernon, New York, Westchester County, zip code 10550. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter, who does not live with you. We do have permission to contact this person if needed. Her first name is Brielle, spelled B-R-I-E-L-L-E, last name O-R-R-I-D-G-E. Her phone number is 914-223-6889.
That's correct.
Anything you'd like me to change your ad?
That I also was exposed where I live, so I just wanted to make sure, because I told you White Plains, but I also did it while I was here too, you know?
Oh, same address?
The same address that I am at, 12 Plains, yeah.
Okay, so you also sprayed at that address?
Right, where I was first, like, shown Roundup was at in White Plains, and then I used it where I was living. You know what I'm saying? I didn't.
Yes.
Wanted to be confusion there.
Okay, no worries. So you sprayed it at two addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I just want to confirm. I have the addresses that you sprayed Roundup at is 6 Woodland Place in White Plains, New York, zip code 10606. And I have the second address you sprayed it at as 12 Putnam Street, Mount Vernon, New York, zip code 10550.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we're just about done. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You just need to sign them. It should take less than 30 seconds or so.
Okay, where are you sending them to?
They're going to send to your phone number and your email. It's going to be easier for you to access it through your phone number, okay?
Okay, no problem.
You should have got them right now. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it. Do you see it?
Hold on, Shereen.
No worries.
Cool.
Yes.
I can't hear you. Hold on.
Okay, 1 second.
It's on speaker, but I can't. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Wait. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. So go ahead and click on that link that I just texted you.
Okay, hold on. The link that you just texted me, continue.
Yeah, so go ahead and sign those documents. Yeah, it's going to take 30 seconds or so. Just use the yellow buttons to help you navigate. Whenever it doesn't work, that means you need to sign, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you need to reach me for any reason, that will be my main point of contact.
Okay. It won't let me start. Wait. Hold on. Start. And adopt and save. Adopt. Okay, it says I'm done signing.
Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect, Michelle. So with that being said, I just sent you a text with my information. So if you need to reach me for any reason, that will be my main point of contact. If you run into anyone that you know was affected by Roundup, you can send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help assist them. The attorneys are going to be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours. It is also Thursday, so there's a chance they might not contact you until Monday or Tuesday. They need to contact you to verify the case. In order for them to start working on your case, they do need to speak with you, so just keep that in mind. If for any reason they don't contact you or they haven't heard from you, I will be contacting you and getting you in contact with them. Michelle, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, but I just want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I just want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'm happy to hear that you're okay now and that you're doing better, and I'm only wishing nothing but the best for you and your family.
Thank you so much. You as well. Have
all
a
right.
Great, wonderful journey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.